You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
This is Elizabeth Wharton, and I am an attorney by training and currently chief of staff at Scythe, an internet startup company. I've always enjoyed solving problems, Nancy Drew being some of my favorite books growing up. Early on, I thought I was going to be kind of the white knight, say, you know, district attorney fighting crime. And I realized very quickly after years of high school mock trial competitions that at the end of the day, I did not enjoy litigation. So while I knew I had found my home in the policy legal world, it took me a little while to come upon the technology side. So spent a few years on the Hill, looked around the room and said, what's next? And saw that everyone who was at that level I thought I wanted to be, they all had a law degree. From there, I went to law school, passed the bar, and of course, answered the siren's call of big law firm, big money, big projects, and worked in finance, business, and real estate for about the first 6 years. As I started doing that, more and more friends being in the Atlanta area were involved in different technology projects, research, and they start asking you questions and, you know, hey, if we're doing this, if we're researching this, is this legal? And from there, it just snowballed. And next thing I know, as the John Wick and the John Wick movies would say, are you back, John? And eventually he's like, yeah, I guess I am. So it was, you know, are you a technology attorney? Well, yeah, I guess I am. From there, I've had the good fortune to take that years of advising businesses from the outside looking in and helping companies shape their strategy from the legal perspective, that I've been able to grow that and now can help companies shape their strategy from the inside looking out. So that's been a lot of fun. It really helps building in if you have thought five moves ahead as you're doing something, that when surprises come up later, it's a lot of fun when I get to be able to say, oh, no, we built that, we baked that into the contract ahead of time. Or, yeah, I anticipated. I mean, one of the best examples is you look at, for example, if I'm working with security researchers and we've got a product that we want to use that says, oh, you can't reverse engineer this software. But if I know going in that, well, that's exactly what we're going to do, but not from a malicious standpoint. Instead, we want to make sure it meets our needs. So knowing how to then go back to the other company and say, hey, going to be honest, engineering team's going to reverse this. but we're doing it to protect ourselves. So basically, think of it as we're going to be doing free quality assurance testing. And suddenly folks love you because they're like, wait, you're going to pay us money to use our product and give us effective feedback on how to make it better. Yeah, let's do that. Ask those questions. Find what brings you joy, what piques your interest, what sparks your imagination. Look around, see who's doing even just a piece of that or a part of that, and ask them, hey, what about this drove you there? Or what should I do? What can I learn? And just absorb that information. Every step of the way, I have had someone willing to give their time, their expertise, and really just mentoring doesn't quite sum it all up. I mean, supporting, cheering me on. And I'd like to think that I can just help someone else because, you know, the adage that a rising tide lifts all ships, we didn't get to where we are without the help of others. And so I'd just like to add strong shoulders for someone else to stand on and help reach their heights.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.